Over here to my left is Dr. Wes Gunter, and he is here to talk about this year's edition. I'm embarrassed every time I ask because I probably ought to remember, but how many years is the Ozarks Half Marathon coming into here?
This is number 11.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And don't be embarrassed because I've had to double check myself a few times this year on that one. So,
man, wow.
Yeah, 11 years. I remember when we were talking about the prospect of this 12 years ago. That's
crazy. Isn't
that
something? Time just flies by. And as we get ready for this event, give us the particulars here because people can sign up right now for the half marathon, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. Saturday, February the 18th. 7:30 a.m. start and finish in front of the historic post office event center. I know it as the old library I guess that's East Main there, just off the square. Half marathon, 10K, 2.5 mile Mindy's Run, half marathon relay for four guys, gals, whatever combination you want of that. There's something for everybody. We've got, as you said, really nice race shirts this year. Food, post-race food made by some really great grandma-type cooks, and awards for everybody. It's a great time. We have the best course support of any race our size. I'll put that out as a challenge. There's nobody in the Midwest that I think does a better job as far as the race crew is concerned. That includes city police, Howe County fire, volunteers, you know, it's just the list.
It's really a community event.
It really is. And that's, Alicia and I were just talking about this the other day. It's like, we have got people that have helped us every single time. And I don't, you know, really for nothing, really. They don't get anything out of it besides a sincere thank you. And we really do appreciate that. And I guess I say that a lot. So.
And the event draws a lot of people to town, and so it is good for the community.
Yeah.
We benefit from that.
Right now we're up to participants from, I believe, 10 states. We've got really good local participation this year. There's been years and I've been really disappointed by that, but so far, with 5 weeks to go, we've got a pretty fair number of West Plains participants, but we're always ready for more.
On the one hand, a lot of it depends on, it can depend on the weather. On the other hand, it really doesn't depend on the weather because the people who want to be in this thing, they're going to be there one way or the other.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. 2 years ago, we had to cancel because of a really, really bad weather situation, and that was the only time in the 10 years leading up to now where we had to cancel, and there were people from up north that were like, why are you canceling this? This is a daily deal here for us. And I'm like, well, we don't have any choice, so, you know. But, yeah.
But you don't have to be a marathon runner to be in this. You've got different things people can do.
Right? Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there is something for everybody. Walk, run. You know, we don't have anybody that we need to be walking the half marathon because that'd take all day. But, you know, the 10K, we've got several people walking that 2.5 miler, there's a ton of people walk, jog, whatever. You know, it's more of a participation of the event thing than it is a race. And
right.
Of course, we'll have some guys and gals up front that they'll be getting it, but, you know, the rest of us are just glad to feel like we've done something, you know.
And do something today by signing up. How do you do that?
Yeah, so you can sign up many ways. You can, there's links off of our Facebook page, Heart of the Ozarks Half Marathon. Go to the website, HeartOfTheOzarksHalfMarathon.com. You can go by either the Talbert Animal Health Center in West Plains or the Animal Clinic of Willow Springs. You can get a paper form there. Sign up on the spot, mail it in. You can do it however you want to do it. There's a way to sign up. You can call me. That'd be fine, too.
How do you get a hold of you by phone if they want to call?
That'd be fine, 417-293-3554. Everybody else has my number. You might as well, too.
Yeah. I've got your number, too.
Yeah, I bet you do, actually.
Before you get away, you better talk about your sponsors for this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a big one. Of course, a big sponsor that's really just kind of kept the event going is the West Plains Community Tourism Grant. We're a beneficiary of that. That's a big one for us. Julie Hart has sponsored the 10K for the past several years now, I think at least four or five. So we appreciate Julie. Dixon Camps has been around and helped us forever. We've got a ton of t-shirt sponsors. There's 10 or 11. I really can't think of those offhand, but I'll get a list at some point. So we really appreciate all the help from financially and personally.
It's about a month away, so don't wait. Don't put it off. Go ahead and get signed up. And I guess now it's Alicia's turn to come in.
Yeah, she'll come in later this week, and you'll get to look at somebody way better looking and, you know, probably a better personality.
Pretty good looking guy.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Wes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
And all the best with the, 11 years.
11 years, yeah.
I remember you talking about this before it even started. That'd be a great thing. It's turned out to be a great thing.
Yeah, I think it's really been really good. I mean, we've, like you say, people come. Why would you come to West Plains in the middle of February and hang out outside? And people do, and they seem to really enjoy it. And so it's, in a way, it's a really good representation of the town, I think, because of the support and the vibe that's there. Everybody seems to be happy. So I think it's been a really good thing.
Wes Gunter, Dr. Wes Gunter, thank you very much for coming in, and we'll look forward to talking to Alicia a little bit later on in the weekend.
All right, thank you, Harlan.